Blog Talk Radio.
What you do, don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire.
What I'm talking about. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. All right. I just had a show behind the show. That's new. When you have a show behind the show, I had a little long, a powwow. I had a little, but I'm going to put that on hold for a minute. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Podcast, everybody. I'm your host for the evening. I'm just going to talk a little bit while we give people, more people time to call in. Well, another one of my idols is gone. Turn this TV down. O.J. Simpson. My first idol, my first hero, Michael Jackson. Then my second hero died, Muhammad Ali. And now O.J. Your rental, Juice Simpson. If you want to see poetry in motion, just go to YouTube and pull up O.J. Simpson college highlights when he was at USC. And you want to see Run, Forrest, Run? You're going to see O.J. Now, a lot of people knew Michael Jackson was my idol. Might have knew Muhammad Ali was my idol. But not too many knew O.J. Simpson was my idol. Because in the 70s, it was Muhammad Ali, O.J. Simpson. Who else did we have in the 70s that was a hero? Well, we had a couple of them in the 70s. But O.J. Simpson was the man. He was a college football player. Then he went to the pros. Then he did commercials. I know if you're old enough, you can remember O.J. Simpson running through the airport in the Hearst commercial. That's the one he's famous for, running through the airport in the Hearst commercial and he jumping over the luggage. And if you really old enough, you can remember him in the movie, I think it was Airplane. It was like a comedy joint. But all my heroes is gone. But I one more left. Everybody should have at least two or three heroes in their life, excluding your parents. Because I know everybody's going to say, oh, your mother or your father supposed to be your first role model, your first hero. Bullshit. How many people parents is their hero? I mean, really. How many people parents is your was a role model? I mean, really. I mean, you know, I keep it real. It's people probably going to say, oh, my father was my role model or my mother was their role model. No, they wasn't. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let me continue. O.J. Simpson, Muhammad Ali, and I only got one more role model left living, 92 years old, Willie the Say Hey Kid. Mays. That's my last idol. But where do you go when all your idols is gone? What do? Everybody that you looked up to, everybody that you wanted to be when you grow up, everybody that you thought about meeting one day. And well, I did. I seen Michael Jackson and them perform. And I did see Muhammad Ali at Giant Football Stadium. I never saw O.J. I did go to, my father gave a bus ride one time when he owned the laundromat. He gave a bus ride to the Mets game. I maybe told this story a long time ago. My father owned the laundromat. He was the George Jefferson of the neighborhood before George Jefferson with the cleaners. And my father used to give bus rides. I can't really remember everywhere, too, but my sister probably know more. But I know he gave a bus ride to the Mets, Shea Stadium, the old Shea Stadium, to see the New York Mets play. Willie Mays, he was in the end of his career. That might have been his last year because he really played all his years for the San Francisco Giants. He got old. He traded him to the Mets. And it was his last year bus ride to go see the Mets. And, oh, man, I probably was, shit, 10 years old. And I was about to go see, and I loved baseball back then. Everybody know that. And I was about to go see the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. And the days couldn't go by fast enough. And then the day came, and it was a bus ride. And I remember my father, they had the big bus down by the laundromat. And it was a lot of, the bus was packed. Paid for most of the kids to go, because I doubt if their parents had money back then. My father probably paid for the bus, the tickets, and everything. Bus full of kids. Going to see the New York Mets. We get on the bus. I'll never forget it because there was a girl on the bus named Gloria that I wound up going to high school with later on, but, oh, she was pretty. I didn't know her, but she was with some of my cousins, some of the Rogers, Man and T-Bone and my cousins on my father's side. Anyway, she was with them. She was pretty, man, brown skin with long hair. And I sat by her, and, you know, I was 10 years old, and, you know, I was talking to her and everything. But my mind was on Willie Mays. We got to the game. Oh, man, it was crazy. We got to the game, Shea Stadium. It looked like it was so big to me. I never seen nothing that big other than going to the Assembly, but that's the same thing. And we went into the stadium. We sat down. Everybody went there. We got to Shea Stadium. We got to our section. We sat down, and my dream was about to come true. I was about to see my hero, my role model, the guy that I looked up to all the years I played baseball. I just wanted to see him run out there to center field. And I wanted to hear him say, starting in center field, number 24 for the New York Mets, Willie the Say Hey Kid Mays. And then the crowd was going to go crazy. And I knew I was going to be yelling louder than anybody for Willie Mays. People was going to the concession stand. I was like, fuck that. I'm sitting right here. My father, do you want something? No. I don't want nothing from the concession stand. I'm not leaving. I'm sitting right here until Willie Mays come on his field. And it was about 5 minutes. The game was about to start. About 5 minutes. Take another minute. Another second. And then I heard, ladies and gentlemen, Willie Mays will not be playing today to personal whatever. I can't remember. Willie Mays will not be playing today. He'll feel the same way as that 10-year-old boy felt that day at Shea Stadium. All those days waiting to go there, all them hours, bragging to my friends that my father was giving a bus ride and I was going to see Willie Mays. I was going to try to get away to get him to sign my glove after the game and all kind of shit. Just wanted to say, Willie. And it all was over. I don't remember that game. I don't remember who won. I don't remember who lost. I don't remember the ride home. I don't remember nothing. But one thing I can remember is that guy coming over that loud intercom and saying Willie Mays wasn't going to play that day. And that was just another time in my life that my heart was broke. See, we all got times in our life when our heart is broke, shattered, pain. It's how you remember and how you come back from it. Now, I don't think I ever got over that because I don't know why I fucking just told that story, really. But I guess I never got over it. It don't got a goddamn thing to do about relationships or nothing like that. I didn't even have to tell that story, but I did. But anyway, he's 94 years old, and all I have is YouTube highlights and memories. And why I started off that story is because I was saying that O.J. Simpson died yesterday, 76 years old, and he was one of my idols too. And I know he was supposed to kill his wife and her boyfriend, I know. But he was found innocent, court of law, according to white justice, judge by 12. He was found innocent. So I don't give a fuck if he was guilty or whatever the thing. Now, I'm not saying about the people that died. I feel sorry for them because that was somebody's life and they got family and everything. Nicole Goldberg. I feel sorry for the family. But far as the justice system, they found him not guilty. What was that line on? If it don't fit, you must acquit. And they found him not guilty. And everybody on here listening, everybody, they know where they was at when the O.J. Simpson verdict came out. Where were you at when that, because it was on every fucking radio station, every radio, everything all over the world. I remember where I was at. I was on Market Street in Patterson and Brothers Breakfast Diner with me and my friend Just Die. I was in there eating breakfast and watching it on the TV. And I remember when they said not guilty, all the black people was cheering. And they were showing the white people different places. They was mad as hell. They would show black people rejoicing and white people rejected. Black people rejoicing, white people rejected. Because we finally won one. For all the black people who've been beat and abused and put in jail for things they didn't do and framed and blackmailed, we finally got one and we won one. So let me take a shot. Here's the O.J. Simpson. The juice. That's what they call him, the juice. Let me see. I got some. But anyway. Oh, I want to apologize for last week. Last week, I don't know what happened. We had some technical difficulty. Let me call somebody, tell me to call. We had some technical difficulties, so I apologize for that. And how many people are here? Did you hear my sister's show yesterday? She had a great show yesterday. It was about family. If you didn't, it was a good-ass show. It was really good. You still can listen to it. You just got to go on her Facebook page or my Facebook page and click on the link. Okay, you told me to call. Okay, we got it. Oh, man, I got to call somebody else. I got a guest coming on tonight, too. If my guest is on, press 1. If I could know you here, we could bring you in. Well, I call a couple of people talking about. I was talking earlier, and somebody was telling me. They said that I'm always talking about side chicks on my show, side chicks and side chicks. Well, what about the side? What about the men, the Negroes, the side dicks, or the men? This, I guess they were saying, what about the men that's messing with the side chicks? I'll let them. If they want, I don't know. They might don't want to elaborate on it, but if they want to, they can. I don't know. Who knows? Let me see. All right. So everybody on, everybody can hear me. If you can't hear me, you got to text me. Let me see if my guest is on. Okay. All right, she's here. All right, give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to bring you in 1 second. Somebody, hold tight. So, look, that, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be talking. I'm going to tell side niggas on that, okay, side niggas live to need love to listen. I'm about 8:30. I'm gonna bring my guests in, but I got a couple of more things I wanted to talk about. Everybody know, well, the people that listen to my show know. Okay, we got a lot of people on listening now. That's good. That's good. I'm not drunk yet, so still a free fly zone. How they say that? Everybody's still safe. Everybody know, like, the last couple of months, like, I'll tell people, I was like, I've been going through a lot of shit mentally and physically. And it started in the end of last year, and then it just came right into this year with the same shit, with the mental shit. Too, everybody know I've been talking about this fucking acid reflux and shit. I was supposed to go have that the thing when they put you to sleep and go down your throat and look at your stomach, but I'm gonna get a second opinion. But I was telling my sister earlier, we was talking, and I was like, you know what? I'm a new fucking person, man. And when this year came in, I've been a new good person. I don't give a fuck. I've been doing things I don't do. Everybody know I'm a penny pinching petty person. I've been hustling and I've been buying things. I bought me a new air fryer. I bought me a camping set. I've been doing things for people. I just been thing out of the norm. Because every time I look on Facebook or something, somebody else is dying that I know. I looked on Facebook today, and I just seen a girl I know, Rachel McNeil, died. I don't know how. She just made a post on Facebook yesterday. She just posted yesterday, and she's dead today. I seen another girl, Gaskins, my daughter cousins. I don't even know what she died from. It's like people dying every day. So listen what I'm saying. If you're on this podcast, listen what I'm saying. Like, you still here. We still alive. We lucky. Make every day count. I've been doing, let me tell you something. I've been resurrected. I ain't going out like that. If you want to go out like that, wasting your life, and fucked up marriages, waiting for shit that you know not real and living like you know it's not real, things that you know is not real when you know this shit is not possible. And don't get me wrong, I don't got no jealousy and no hatred. I'm talking real from the heart how I feel. It's really people out here that's living their life, and all that matters to them is where their next piece of pussy coming from, or where your next blowjob, or when the next time he gonna eat my coochie, or where my husband at, or where my wife at, or is she cheating on me, or is he cheating on her? It's people out here that's worrying about you worrying. It's bullshit. I told everybody when my father died, the last thing he told me, I told him, I said, he wouldn't talk. I said, tell me something. Say something. He said, boy, in the end, you're going to know that everything you think, thought meant something didn't mean shit. Now, people, I don't know if you're listening to what I'm saying, but this was a man who died less than an hour after he said that. He was on his deathbed, his last words. His last words to his youngest son. What was your last words be to your chick kid? It wouldn't be nothing fake, right? It wouldn't be nothing bullshit, right? It'd be something real and something with meaning. Something that could carry them on, right? What would your last words be to your daughter or your son, your grandson or your grand? What would your last words be? My father was a trooper. He was real. He told me, boy, in the end, everything that you thought means something don't mean shit. So you know what that means? At that time, I didn't know what that meant, but now I know what that meant. That mean, oh, is my girl cheating on me? Oh, is she cheating on me? Is she cheating on me? Who you cheating on me with? What time you coming home? I got a pimple. I'm losing my hair. I got a headache. My kids ain't living right. I'm a side chick. I'm married and I'm not happy. Man, listen, all that shit don't mean shit. Nah, I ain't going out like that. I'm going out doing what the fuck I want to do, with who the fuck I want to do it with, when I want to do it, where I want to go, where I don't want to go, come where I want to. I'm going out doing what the fuck I want to do, because the people that you supposed to be with, you don't know what the fuck they doing. It's all a facade. It's all fake. It's not real. It's people out here right now. You sleeping with the goddamn enemy and you don't even know it. The enemy. My ex-wife left me after 7 years. I never even cheated. Eight years together, seven years, I never even cheated. That was a miracle for Jay Sean, coming from the life I lived. Pretended. Might have loved me. I don't really know. She might have did. I don't know. Who knows? Shit, I might as well should have been cheating. I had a lot of pussy being thrown at me. I should have took trips with my friends. Me and my friends, sometimes we talk about, man, we should get together and we should go away as guys and go to the Bahamas and go here, but we can't do it because, my woman might don't want that, or my girlfriend might don't want that. And listen, don't get me wrong. Everybody know I'm a talker. I could talk. Sometimes I talk crazy, but listen, I make a lot of sense. I don't do this show for nothing. I do this show for real. It's people out here in this world who not worrying about nothing or where their next piece of pussy coming from. How minimal is that in this world? How minimal is that? What legacy is that? Is you leaving a legacy? I got books, I got movies and shit, I got podcasts and shit that when I'm dead and gone, my kids and grandkids and still can listen to. Is you living a legacy or you just somewhere being somebody sucker? Somebody, man, we ain't got no more time to live. People don't want people like me talking because I'm going to talk real because I've been married twice, divorced twice. I done been through a lot of relationships. I done did a lot of shit. Some good, some bad, some right, some wrong. But I'm an intelligent person. And I know what I'm talking about. Love. Man, fuck love. Yeah. Say it with me if you want to. I'm a Scrooge type Negro. Listen, let me get. We ain't had no show last week, so I'm on one tonight. I'm sipping. I'm feeling good, but I got a guest waiting. She been waiting for a while. I got my family members on here. I got new listeners on here. You know what I'm saying? This is the place you want to be on Friday nights at 8:00. If you want some real, you come to my show. You want to hear some shit that you ain't going to hear other people talking about, then you come to my show. You want to hear somebody tell you something, talk some, they call that, nonfiction. Nonfiction. Come to my show. Look, I got a guest. She's been waiting a while. I got to bring my guest on. So everybody stay with me. I'm going to bring everybody in, give everybody, people want to talk. Hopefully people want to talk and say something tonight. My guest, she was on here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I think. And she was talking about being a side chick. But we're not going to talk too much about that tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about that. She said she don't want to talk a lot about being a side chick tonight. So we're not going to talk too much about it. I respect my guests. Side chick. But look, somebody sent me this song yesterday. They told me to listen to this song, and I kind of dig the song. So I'm going to play it again. I'm going to play it again tonight. And I'm going to play it. Oh, wait a minute. How can I do this? Matter of fact, I don't think I could do this right now. I think I got to play a song that's on, hold on 1 second. I think I got to play a different song because I'm not going to be able to play this song and do what I got to do. Okay, wait a minute. Dre know all these damn songs. Let me try to find a song that I got out here. 1 second, give me 1 second. I'm gonna play this song right here. I'm gonna be right back after this song. Please don't go nowhere. We need to keep it real. Jay Sean Online Podcast. If you feel like donating to the show, everybody know my Cash App is $JASHONJ, $JSeanJ, if you feel like donating to the show. I got some sponsors out there. Dean Flick up. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with my guests. Don't go nowhere, please, everybody. Stay with me, and I hope people press one and participate. If not, I'll just keep giving you more of the ism, the raw ism, and because you know I got it. Don't kill my vibe. We'll be right back after this.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's go.
Yeah. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you last off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sipping beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a dare. Spider senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Just heard somebody else I knew passed away.
Yeah.
This ain't even funny no more.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Yeah. What's going on, Uni? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, Jay. I'm chilling. I'm trying to get things together down here. My uncle gonna sell a house. I'm coming back to Jersey.
Yeah. You in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to get my niece out here. Crazy, but she was sick 2 weeks ago when you was talking about that side chick stuff, and you was a side chick and stuff like that. And I mean, you was the second person who ever came on my show who was talking like a proud side chick. Like not. I'm take that back. Not a proud side chick, but not a proud side chick, but you knew where you was at, and you knew why you was there, and you know
that
you just
was
gonna
in
play
it,
your
best.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh? I knew what lane I was in, and that's the lane I stayed in.
Yeah, you was going to play your position while you was there. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. So I was trying to
hung up abruptly because old boy came through that night, so I had to let go of the phone. But yeah.
Okay, listen. I'm glad you said that. So every 2 weeks ago, we had Uni out here. People, if you remember, she was out here. We was talking to Side Chick. But listen, that's a good thing what you just said. You just said old boy came through that night, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now check this out. Why are you laughing? I didn't say nothing yet.
No, because I'm just thinking, you know, I be thinking outside the box sometimes, like what people on the other lines are saying, like, oh.
No, but look.
Yeah, go ahead.
But look, how do it feel? I got, all right. How do it feel to just sit home and wait for somebody to come to your house and you know they married or they live with somebody? Tell us. How do it feel to be the person just sitting there, sitting at your house alone, waiting for somebody to come to your house, and you know they coming, and you know your time is limited, and you know they got to go back home to somebody? How do you deal with that?
Okay, see, we're going to rectify this whole situation. When old boy comes through, yeah, he isn't married. But evidently, he's having problems at home, because anytime he comes and makes himself comfortable in my house and my bed overnight for a few, the nigga just left yesterday. He's been here all 3 days this week, straight up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm comfortable in my motherfucking skin. I'm good with being alone, so it don't really matter whether he comes through or not. But when he does, that's my physical satisfaction. You feel me? I got needs, too, just like a man. A woman has their needs. And when he comes through, he delivers. But I don't have to put up with all the unnecessary bullshit that goes along with some relationships these days. You understand me?
Okay, but look, check this out. That's good. Hold that point. Hold up. I'm smoking over here. But look, that's another good point you just said. So the people that I'm not zoning out on you, Uni. This is for everybody. Because
right.
You saying the right things that I want to hear. So look, what you just said was you don't got to deal with all the other shit. So that means you ain't got to deal with the shit his wife deal with, like him farting at night and complaining about his job and the kids and the bills and this and that. When he comes to your house, it's no holds barred. It's free. It's everything is good. So the people that's out there married right now, you gotta listen to this shit. Because, and I'm not talking about just you, Uni. I'm not just talking about you.
No,
it's ladies. No, look, it's ladies out there that they be like, fuck that. When he come here, I'm just doing this. And then he could go back home to you with all that bullshit.
Exactly.
But I commend you on that.
Well, I put up in my past relationships with so much bullshit from men, and I was devoted. You feel me? Like, I was devoted to them. I was loyal to them. I never cheated on them unless they gave me reason to. And I've had a couple of niggas you might know that have given me plenty of reason. But
it's
not a revenge thing. Don't take it.
You a scorned woman turned side chick.
No, it's not. It's not a revenge thing. It's not a revenge thing. Because decades have passed. You feel? No.
That's that. I heard what you just said. A lot of niggas done did you wrong. It's payback.
I've had a few.
The big payback.
No. Because I was always one of them chicks that just was like, oh, no, I couldn't deal with somebody else's man. You feel me? But circumstances where I'm at right now in my life, this is just my reality, and I just have to face it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Uni,
I'm not breaking up.
Listen, Uni, listen. You know, I always tell my guests everything. Uni,
right.
She still looks good. We all older now and gray and everything. We all gray. But Uni,
right.
In her younger days, a motherfucking 10. This is a bad. This is a bad chick. She's in the let me see who I can relate you to more. Braxton, Toni Braxton. Yeah. Okay.
Nah.
Uni is in the line with Toni Braxton when she was young, and I ain't lying about that. So
that's where you put me at.
So,
I said that's where you put me at. That's nice.
Yeah, when we was young, you know, you and your cousin Lisa, you and y'all was bad, you know, when we was young, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, 16 years.
You know, I was big on your cousin.
Yes. Mhm.
She was about one of the finest chicks I ever seen in my life. For real.
Yeah.
I told that story last week about that. You know, like she was fine, but y'all both was fine.
Yeah, I'm not scoring though.
But I didn't
scoring.
Even know you said. You just said that time you was on here, I didn't even know you said I could have talked to you, right?
I said I had a crush on you.
Why you ain't never?
I had a crush on you. I liked you when you liked my cousin. That's the way it was. That's what happened.
Man, that's fucked up.
There's no love lost. You still was my peoples, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you used to bring your little friend with you so you could talk to my cousin and your friend could talk to me. But I wanted you and not your friend, you know?
Now, that hurts for you to tell me that 45 years later.
45
years later.
Why? Why the hell you think about my cousin? Anyway, I invited you over. My cousin just happened to be there.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you invited me over and your cousin was there.
Yeah, she used to come on the weekends. Well, you seen us coming from my grandmother's house at the time. But, yeah, when I did invite you to 9th Street, my cousin used to come over on the weekends. She just happened to be there that weekend. You and Cassius came through.
Oh, my God. Bringing up my boy Cassius again. I wish he was on the line. me and my boy Cassius. So me and Cassius came to your house?
Yeah, on y'all mopeds, remember?
I was just talking about that moped earlier. That's crazy, for real. Because I really don't remember all that. But when females be telling me stuff, it be cracking me up. Because like I didn't know you invited me to your house, and then I got there and your cousin was there. Because if you invited me there and I got there, why would I start talking to your cousin? I don't remember. I don't understand.
You always had that pit mentality. I don't know what it was about you, but. Yeah, you saw her, and that's where your attention went. So I'm not one to cock block, you feel me, at all. If that's what you wanted, then that's what you got.
Hey, well, what can I say? If you looking like Toni Braxton to me, then we know what your cousin looking like, right? Well, I don't even got to tell the listeners what your cousin looking like, because if I thought you looking like Toni Braxton, I must have thought she looking like who? Fucking Halle Berry, Jane Kennedy,
Beyonce.
Oh, man,
yes.
For real.
Then what's the good old days?
Anyway, back to what we was talking about. Mm-hmm. So I heard you say that you was a female who never would be thought about being nothing less than number one. Right?
That's all I've ever been. Yes, right. This position I'm playing right now would never have crossed my path at any other time. Never. Never. I've always been the girl, the main chick, the wifey, the, yeah, no, not, no, I've never played side piece before.
And that's
but
crazy.
Like I said, it's my reality right now. And I, you know, I dig, dude, but like I said, it's not all about, he's been here three nights. He's been here three nights. He just left this morning, feel me? But it's like, it's not always sex. Sometimes that nigga come through so stressed out from home, all he want to do is talk.
Oh, hell
man.
No. Time out.
What?
You just fucking hit another, you just hit another nerve.
Hey, it is what it is.
Educate. No, listen, hold up. You educating my listeners too much. Don't give it all to them.
Well,
like
I hope they paying attention. I hope the females are paying
listen,
attention.
Did you hear what she just said? Her man, the guy that's married, he comes to her house sometimes so fucking stressed out from his wife and his life that he got to come to her house to unwind. Do you hear me, though? Do y'all hear me? You only
yeah.
get this on my show.
Yeah, and that's true story right there. And nothing but facts.
So what,
that nigga will come
so
here,
you,
take
so
his shoes off,
you
take
do,
his shower.
What do you do? Uni, what you do when he comes here stressed out like that? And he's so stressed out from his marriage life. What you do?
Roll up a blunt or two and turn the TV down or turn some music on and let him vent. He's silly. He likes to crack jokes. We crack jokes. Last night we sat here and played cards for about 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. And then I washed his hair. I braided it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went to bed and the nigga slept on the couch last night. He don't climb in the bed.
Oh.
With, so it's not all about all the time. It's not always about sex with him. We enjoy each other's vibe, and I understand where he's coming from as far as being stressed out in his relationship at home. You feel me?
But look, but hold up. I got to ask you a question. Hold on one second, though. Hold on 1 second. 2706, this you need?
Two seven oh six, come through.
She probably got me muted. Hold up.
No, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. You put me in a no. I had to call.
What's
Hello,
going on?
Hello, Uni. You inspired me, girl. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
I was sick that night. You called me that night. I was sick that night, so I ain't really get to hear the full thing that night. But no, she inspired me. You know, I say she inspired me. Let me clarify why I say she inspired me, because I know your listeners is stalking right now. So
right, yeah.
I know they is. They trolling. I say you inspire me. I've been a side chick, so not you inspire me to be a side chick. I'm saying you inspire me because most women either don't claim that they're a side chick, or they don't tell people they're a side chick for whatever
Thank
reason.
You.
But for whatever right. reason. But my thing is, like you said, if you know your position. And that's your position, and you don't want no more than that, and you okay with it, then it's fine. But see,
right.
what happens is a lot of the side chicks lose sight of what they're there for. You heard what you just said. I'm there for when he's stressed out, and he comes to me to relieve his stress. Because that's
right.
your job as the
but,
other woman.
But hold up. But you're not. But hold up, niece. This is my niece, Uni. But niece.
Oh, okay.
Niece. Cole.
Elizabeth.
You married, right? You married, right?
Yeah, I'm married.
So you should be hating females like Uni, congratulating them.
Why would I hate when I said that I was a side chick? So I would never hate on her. That's the thing, that's what I'm saying. Like, women hate on for the wrong reasons. You don't hate the woman. Don't hate the game. That's the game.
You gotta deal with her man.
You deal with the guy. You know, let me tell you something. I never be mad at the chick. Never be mad at the chick. You be mad at the man if you're gonna be mad. My thing is this, and it's nothing you could do to keep your man from cheating. I said that. I think I said that on my mom's show. Like, it's a mentality.
I said that years ago.
It's a mentality. So if a man gonna cheat, ladies, he is gonna cheat. I told y'all this before. You could suck it backwards, frontwards, one hand, two hands, with a mint in your mouth, or you could put ice cubes on the tip of the head. You could do all that.
A fireball, anything, y'all.
You can do all of that. But if his intention is to still, let me tell you, it'd be so bad sometimes they'll start an argument with you so that they could go out with the side chick.
Thank you. We're giving too much information out tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so my thing is don't be mad at the woman because it's not the woman's fault. As my thing is as being married, I'm gonna tell you. Now, I be happy. I'm glad. Take them for a day. Relieve my stress. Relieve me. I get tired. You think I don't get tired of this?
Right.
Take them for a day.
That's why I say you ain't got to put up with all the bullshit of being married. Like, no. Nigga, go on home to your wife. No.
Let me say something real quick. Everybody, remember this at 9:58 on April 12th on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, that Jay Sean had a married woman and a side chick getting along. Strong J.
In fact, that's what we doing.
Strong J. Hold up. Because in 2024, to have a side chick and a married woman agreeing on things and talking cordial and casually, that lets you know that it's 2024. It's a breakthrough.
Not even to be funny, but I guarantee you, his wife knows she cheating. His wife knows he cheated.
Oh, because I ain't the first.
Absolutely.
I've only been messing with him a year.
I was going to say because I'm quite sure you're not the first.
Exactly. I'm not the first. I already know this. But I've been messing with him for a year since I've been down here. And yeah, so I know I'm not the first. I may have taken over somebody else's spot.
And
but, you know,
I'm not the first. My niece is another one that is a beautiful, beautiful young female. She older now, but when she was younger, she in your class with as far as the looks go.
All right. I probably done seen her before.
Oh, she younger than me.
I'm a daddy.
How old are you, Uni? You 58, Uni?
I'm 58, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be 48 this week.
Years. She young. She 40 something.
No, 10 years. I'm gonna be 40. I'll be 48 Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
She still got a lot of time.
So Nicole, just keep in mind, Nicole, you might just be a side chick in 10 years.
Hey, Hey, like I said.
And Uni, you might be married.
It might be the marriage. She might be in the married position, correct? Because let me tell you before.
Who knows?
If you would have told me 10 years ago, like she said, 10 years ago, I never would have thought I would have got married. Never. That was
and
not,
I never thought I would have been
I've
a side chick.
I was all right with not being a side chick. I wasn't, like you said, I was never a side chick, but I was the chick. I was the chick, like, when
right.
I wanted to be with whoever I wanted to be with, I'd be with them. That's
you
how
was
that was.
Yeah, that's how that went. But like I said, these days, I didn't expect to be somebody else's side chick. I was always against that, watching shit as growing up and, you know, my father cheating, my uncles cheating, shit like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
No, but
right.
Here I am, the adult woman that I used to chase down with my mother to beat her ass. Get the hell out of here. Yeah, I never expected this. That's why I say I'm not a proud side chick. I'm just dealing with my reality right now.
Right.
I can't,
the guru.
I'm speechless right now. I'm trying to is it all right this question for you Uni
you might everybody already know who I am. You might as well just call my name.
Well, it's a couple of people out here who probably know you, but you probably know them too.
Yeah.
Do it ever cross your mind when this guy is at your house? Do it ever cross your mind that you feel bad about his wife? I mean, ever? Do you ever think about it and feel sorry for her or? It's like you got in your heart that you feel bad for her. Do you ever really think about his wife?
Do I have any empathy for her? No. To be honest with you, no. First of all, I don't know the sister, okay? If I knew her, I wouldn't be messing with a man. There'd be some type of loyalty there. I don't know this chick. I met him. He was straight up. We vibed together. He was honest with me. He keeps the two separate as much as he can. But he spends a lot of time over here with me. So I know for a fact that things ain't right at home. Who
well,
can let their husband sleep out the house three nights
out here,
and not come
else
home?
Out here is married, if somebody else out here is married, could they press one, please? Because I can't ask my niece these questions because she's not normal.
Why? Right.
I can't.
You agree with me? You say she's not normal.
I can't. She's not really a female. She really, she wasn't supposed to be a female. I can't really.
They said
ask
my, I
need somebody who's married.
I'm supposed to be Nicholas.
I need a regular woman.
Man,
that's married
no,
to come out
no,
here for me
it,
to ask the next
it,
question to.
Like I said,
I really
don't want nobody to come on and say something up because then I'm going to go off
right,
on them.
I'm
going
to
say,
no, that's what
say
it's about.
Honestly,
no, look.
Honestly,
up,
no,
up,
no
Nicole,
woman is going to ever.
Nicole, let me ask you one question. I wasn't going to ask you, but I'm still going to ask you. Even though I know you're not normal. I think that you a wife, a side trick, a mistress, a stripper, a go-go girl, a prostitute. I think you everything wrapped in one.
And guess what? Amongst all that,
that's what you gotta be these
and guess
days.
What? Amongst all that, do I ever think that my husband would not cheat on me? Hell yeah! Like it don't even. That's what I was saying before. Like. You could do all that. You could do, speaking from somebody that could put the different wigs on, could put the lingerie on, could get nasty mm-hmm. and freaky, and could go in there and cook a steak afterwards. You know what I mean?
I know
do
that's
all
right.
That. But do for a minute of a second, do I ever say that he can't find somebody else that could do something, just something else that I don't do? Of course. Of course.
Right.
Wow.
I'm never gonna because like I said, it's a mentality with men. It's a mentality with women. It's like I told my uncle before the show. We always vibing on this side chick, but there are men that are content with being a side nigga. They might not come on your show and say it, but they content with knowing you got a man or a husband or a somebody, a friend, and they're still deal with you in the hopes that they might one day take that spot.
And I don't want his wife's spot. Let me get that clear. I don't want his wife's spot because.
But I'm saying
nigga
for
got
men.
Shit with
I'm
him.
Saying for men.
Yeah, but
like,
for men,
we don't,
I know
we don't
quite a few brothers
it,
nowadays that are side pieces. Yeah, sure.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off. What was your question?
What I was going to say was. Think outside the box for a minute.
Okay.
What Nicole, what do you think? See, you ain't gonna say nothing negative. But if you could say something negative about the side chick, What positive could you say to the side chick? Something that, I mean, in the terms of uplifting her from being a side chick. Can you do that or no?
I'm saying like what, meaning like that you wouldn't want to be at one no more?
My thing is this
to everybody. At the end of the day, it's about you. It's about you.
Yeah.
So at any point in the game that you feel like you not getting what you supposed to be getting, it don't matter what position you playing, that's when it's time to roll out. Like, that's even a girlfriend, wife, mistress.
Uh-huh.
Like, when it gets to the point when it's no longer, you're not winning. See, that's the thing. You got to know when you're not winning no more. When you're not winning, that's when you got to let it go. So my only thing is, I know women that be in that side position for years and years, that's fine. But my thing is, you gotta know that you missing out. You might be missing out on your own at some point.
Right. You know what I mean?
You gotta be okay with that.
Right.
That's perfect. Yeah. But hold up, listen. Time out. But listen, that was good, Nicole.
I thought y'all got positive things to say. Don't be trying to make it seem like I'm just all negative.
No, hold up. But listen. This gonna fuck everybody head up.
We gonna
reverse this. Uni.
What?
Eunice. But you know I call you Eunice. I always call you Eunice.
Yeah.
If you could say something positive about married women, I know you don't care about them if they man cheating and all that, but if you could say something positive to a married woman as far as keeping her man home and keeping him happy, what would you say? Because we heard my niece say what she would say positive to the side chick. What would you say positive to a married woman whose husband is going to a side chick to relieve stress, get some head because his wife don't give him head or whatever? What advice would you give the married women that's listening to my show right now to improve their marriage if they could?
I thought about this question earlier, like thinking about my peoples. I would say, like, to the women, and I always get into a lot of debates about shit, because we as women are very catty. we nitpick. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just get on our own nerves at times. Like, don't be don't make your husband as stressed out. If that nigga wants some head and you claim you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. So get in practice. Serve your man. Let the freak come out at night. Always be a lady in the streets. I mean, just try to keep shit uncomplicated at home. I know it's hard these days with finances and it's hard to find a job, but don't beat your man up because he's going to take them problems to somebody else. And if it come down to sucking a little dick every now and then, give it to him once a week or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, somebody else will.
Oh, man. Hold up. Wait a minute. No, hold up. One second. A moment of silence, man. You almost made me cry.
Oh,
you couldn't have said it no better than that.
But not for me.
I'm crying for all the men out there who white.
But at the end of the day, guess what?
Who white, if they
a real side chick, a real, like, if she a real ride or die side chick, I'm gonna say this. If she a real side chick, y'all friends. Because, you know, after a while, y'all do become, like, friends. Like you said, it's like you start to be, like, they therapist. They come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You give them advice. You do. Like, you give them advice on how to – basically, I'm going to tell you, like, not to be funny, you hope – yo, they going to be mad at me, but –
go ahead.
You basically keeping a lot of – some people – you basically keeping marriages together. That like that's what I said. Like at the end of the day, sometimes you are the link that's keeping them, because they never leave their wife.
Holding their chain.
Right. You are holding their chain. You they come to you. They
hold
not
up,
really.
Hold
they
up,
really
hold
don't want to leave. They really don't want to leave their wife. Because guess what? If they wanted to leave, they would.
That's right.
Yo, Nicole.
That's right,
Nicole.
Yes. Yes.
This is crazy.
Hold on.
One second.
Wait a minute, Jay Sean. I heard you say in the beginning of the show.
What?
Hello.
I gotta say one thing.
I heard you say.
You want to what?
Who is that?
Listen, this is the realest shit that you, I mean, Gilly the rapper, and Wallow, they call a podcast $1 million worth of game. Everybody who listened to this show tonight, you got $1 million worth of game.
Yeah.
Oh, from both sides. Yeah.
You ain't never heard no. I wish I had another married woman out here, because my niece is different. She not normal.
Your niece
is
real.
I just had a lot. It's not that. It's just before
your
I
niece
got
is
married,
real, Randy.
Nah, I'm real because before I got married, I see, unfortunately, it's a bad thing and it's a good thing, but I experienced life.
Right.
I experienced life before I got married. So I don't just be talking. I'm talking over experience. I'm talking over things that I've been through, that I went through. You know what I mean? I'm not going to never come up here and tell somebody something that I ain't experienced. Let me tell you, it be so bad sometimes that, like, when you can't see your side person, your side nigga or your side chick, yo, you be going through depression, cause you be missing them. They be missing you. You know what I mean? And the person at home feel it, cause you like, why he got an attitude and you don't understand? You doing everything right and you don't. It's why, because he needs to see his side piece. Let him go.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That was a deep one right there.
Hey, somebody just texted me and said,
you haven't even thought about that
somebody just texted me and said, yo, your niece is crazy and real, just like you. I try to tell y'all that.
Yes.
She not normal.
Actually, I'm gonna tell y'all, I know my uncle always tell his story. I'm gonna tell y'all real quick before my husband come home. Come on, about that.
Hold up. Come home from where? His side chick house?
I believe. He needs to get hit off every so often, too. Shit. Because like she said, listen, when you ain't doing it, somebody doing it. So if I ain't sucking dick, somebody's sucking it. I ain't mad. Get it where I need to get it.
You ain't sucking dick.
Because when I'm mad, don't think if I'm mad, I know I'm not doing. You know, Justice, I'm in here mad. You in here mad. So I can't think like, oh, he mad and he ain't. No, like I said, when you've been on the other side of the table, you think different. You think differently. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of women only ever been whatever they are. So they mind state is just that. So they can't think outside the box.
Thank you. Yep.
It's not that I'm crazy. I have lived long enough to know that life, like you said, life is real. Like you got to start living like that. You really got to start living like things is really going on. Like stop pretending like we all living in la la land because we not. Before, it was a time when men went out and had family, a whole family, and had a family at home and took care of their other families. How you think those wives felt? You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you got kids the same age as your own kids. Like, now what it is just now it's more out in the open. Social media, things now have been brought to the light. It's no more of it being done in the dark. That's all. So, but what I was going to say is, at the end of the day, you gotta know that, listen, when you're in a relationship for a very long time, like I said on my mom's show, if you eat chocolate every day for 10 years, you can't tell me that one of them days you're going to be like, yo, I would like to taste chicken. You know what I mean? Like, if you eat chocolate every day, you gonna be like, damn, I would like, you. Now, some people might be like, I would like to taste it, but I ain't gonna never try it. And then there's some people that's gonna go out there and be like, well, I'm gonna try it. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people that wants to try it. It's no way you could, like, we be saying, oh, our parents was together 40 years, 50 years. Yes, but some of them years they was cheating. Come on, now let's be real with each other. Like,
it wasn't right.
Let's be real. We know, like Grandpa, we know he was out there. He might not have brought no other thing, but we know he liked looking at other women. Men like looking at other women. Women like looking at other men and other women.
Other men
I look at
and
ass.
Other women. Yeah,
I look at women.
I look
like,
at them.
Damn, she got a fat ass.
Girl, you got some nice titties on you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right.
We are human. We are human. So you can't be the eyeballs for your man all the time. You just can't.
No.
And you cannot. It's about control. Nobody can. You cannot control. As much as you would like to believe you can control your man or you can control your woman, that only lasts for a little bit of time. You cannot control nobody for a long time, after a long period of time. Like you said, you could be a side chick, but if I run into somebody and I'm feeling them, don't think for a second that I'm not going to go, and now you might be my side nigga. You might be,
right.
Like, you be my side nigga now.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And that's the real right there.
I still say
what?
This is rare. It really is. You know what I'm saying? But it's real. It's real.
What I was saying is growing up, my, like how you said about everybody have their idols, and like I like you said, you know, your parents, you look up to them because they your parents, like you said. But like you see people and you look up. I was telling my mother the other day, I was in like sixth grade. At sixth grade, I had already started realizing other girls and how they match their panties and their bras, and they would get sexy, or they'd be like, oh, you know, I did this. I took ice and I went around the tip of his and he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And in your head, you like, oh, you know what I mean? Like,
ew.
Like you can't deny the fact of you have a man that's not open to some stuff, and now you get somebody and they doing all the stuff that blow your mind. Like, that is what the side chick is for. All the things to blow your mind that your wife ain't going to do. And not taking nothing away from wives. I understand that that's your position. You're a wife. And it's certain things you feel like you don't have to do because you're a wife. But guess what?
No,
you was a wife, you was doing it.
He's a man.
You was
right.
A woman,
that's
and
right.
You was doing
Dang.
It.
That's right. Yep.
You was doing it to people that didn't even deserve it. Most
thank you.
Why not suck your man every so often? If he deserves
exactly.
it.
If he deserves
Yo,
it.
I'm telling people to press one. I can't get nobody to fuck with y'all in that. Hold on. Oh, somebody press one. Wait a minute. Let me see. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me see. I think somebody. 8555, you live.
What's good?
What's the deal?
Hello.
What's good?
Who that, Shadi?
Hey, yo, it's Shadi. It's my man, my partner, my friend, my brother. We've been friends since 9 years old. Nine.
Yeah.
You gotta hear that. More than 50 years. But look.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get nobody to come in, so I guess you jumped off the curb with a lot of nerves, Sha.
Yeah. No, I'm listening to you know what they're saying, and you know what they're saying is accurate. It's, you know, it's,
there you go,
no,
Johnny.
Hold up. You speaking from a married point of view, right?
I'm speaking from a holistic point of view, not just
and
a
there you go.
Point of view.
There you, it ain't about
right.
It's not
break,
a title.
You know what I'm
saying?
You
had
break,
a life before you got married. You had a
don't
life
hold
before
hold
you got
break
married.
Break it down to me.
I'm sorry. Go
break
ahead, Shadi.
Break it down
yeah,
to me,
don't pigeonhole me, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't always married. So I didn't been there. You know, I didn't have the side piece. I didn't been the
Word.
Side piece. You know
Word.
What I'm saying? So
right.
I play all the roles.
All
Word.
Positions,
I
that's right.
All the roles,
right.
So I know from each and every point perspective of it how it goes down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
think in your mind that you would hear a married woman and a side chick agreeing on shit? You gotta say
I mean,
that.
You know me. You know, but you know me, man. I'm open. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm different when it comes to certain things, man. You know what I'm saying? So my perspective.
Always been.
Like,
yep.
You know when you hear the dog
yeah,
bark,
a,
you know what that means.
He is a
you hear
he
the dog barking, you know that means hubby coming home.
He is a, what?
I said you heard
that's,
the dog
hey,
barking,
look,
so that means hubby coming home.
But that's what I'm talking about. People who side chicks and married and everything,
look,
they talk one way. Like, Let me finish what I'm saying. I'll be talking to somebody that's a side chick, and they'll be talking about the married man and talking about him and like a dog, like he ain't shit and she tired and all that shit. And then he ring the bell and call, and you'd be like, okay, I'll talk to you later.
Nah, not me.
So no, you just
and
said
I got
you
not
speaker,
me.
So you just said,
and you are and you on speakerphone.
Exactly.
So you just said
I'm okay, sitting here with the door open to the house, man. Nigga could walk up any minute. I look.
Oh, you waiting for your
last
side
time
dick
on the show?
Come,
I
right?
had to hang up.
You waiting for your side dick?
Well, yeah, you could call it what you want. Yep.
Okay, hold on. Don't say the shot.
I ain't waiting
hey,
for him.
Shot.
He just left
yeah, yeah.
this morning. So
hold up. Hold
there
up,
you go.
Hold
You're
up,
not
y'all.
Waiting for him.
Hold
if he come, he come.
Let me talk to him.
If he come, he come.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's right. I ain't going to cry if he
hey,
don't
shot.
Come. Because, nigga, you need to spend time with your wife, for real, for real.
Because guess what?
Oh,
sometimes you got to send that nigga home. Like, you know what? Maybe
I
you need to go to your wife.
Yo, y'all.
You might
yo,
need
yo,
to go to your wife.
He called y'all. Yo, for real. I almost called y'all the B word just now. Like, y'all some crazy.
What?
Put a
handle on
it,
nigga.
Y'all too real for TV. Yeah.
But that's what
hey,
you wanted, though, right?
It is what it is.
It's really women like y'all in the world. Yo, men, y'all better be scared. Niggas out here, I'm telling y'all better be scared, man. Is this
no,
what
you
got to
look? No, not be scared.
Is this what
women
you got to look
stop
forward
be,
to?
Stop being, women need to start getting backbones. That's what it is. Women need to start getting backbones. Stop letting people dictate how things should happen in women's lives. We done did that long enough now. We done had
too
people
long.
Dictate
yes.
how we supposed
shot.
To act, how we supposed to
well,
talk,
hey,
how
shot.
We supposed to dress, how
I'm
we
here,
supposed
I'm
to
here.
Be outside. No, it's
now,
2024.
Hold up, hold
a lot of women,
now,
a lot
now,
of women
hold up,
holding.
Hold up. Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Hold
on.
A
it's a lot of women that's now, holding.
Now,
they
now it's God.
Down.
Now it's God. Now it's God. Hold up. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Sha.
Hey, Sha.
What's up?
What you think before they come back on? What for real? I want the real shit from your heart. Are these two lost souls? Yes or no?
Listen.
Yes. Are these two lost souls? Yes or no? For real,
The reality is, there are a lot of women had the mentality that they had, and then
uh-huh.
there's other ones that don't.
There you go.
I mean? So it's a split. It's a split.
Yep.
So, but you'll be surprised sometimes. Some of the women that do have the mentality that they had, they just may not present it because. As Nicole was saying, you may make them feel like they can't present.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you said that yourself. You said that yourself that don't be the type of guy that stop a girl from being who she want to be. But a lot of cats do. A lot of cats do it because when she's your girl, you trying to rein her in and keep her like a certain type to your mentality. And she's going to play that role because you basically, like, guiding her or forcing her to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know how I've been. Like, I really let a woman be who she want to be and do what she want to do. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's her choice. You know?
Yep.
It's her choice. If she chooses to do it, look, who am I to stop you?
Yeah,
that's
you right.
That's who,
he right.
I, you know what I mean?
Because,
and vice versa, Johnny.
Hold on 1 second. I have asked Sha when we was young in the '90s, and we was young, and I have asked him. Told him, I'm like, yo, this chick been with a lot of men. You think I could make her my woman? And he would tell me that he prefer a chick that been with a lot of men. Cause
give him a hand clap on that.
Want.
He need a hand clap on that.
Want.
He need a clap on that. He need a clap on that.
That's what you told me, Sha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad. I should have been knew that.
When I was scared to mess with hoes, you told me, don't be scared. Now they messing with they know what they want. They done been around.
I wish I would have heard that a long time ago, Jay Sean. See, I heard
this
that.
That's what he taught me.
And
I wish I would have heard
that a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that.
You had some wisdom
a long time ago.
I know he's been out there quite a bit. I know that. And yes, as a wife, you know, you hear that she should, if she was doing what she was supposed to be, then he wouldn't be here with me. Realistically, if you don't know the wife, you don't know what she's doing.
I thought that was Uni talking.
This is Ingrid.
I love when she gets on the line.
Because you said that, you know, he said that
he didn't let me know you was coming on. This is Iggy. What's good?
Because I snatched the phone from him. I'm always
listening
in the background. I'm always listening, and I'm always giving my 2 cents where I just want to make a point. I just want to make a point.
I
haven't always.
I call her Iggy.
I haven't
Hold on, Iggy. One second.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the floor. I got to announce you properly. This is Shadi White Ingrid. I call Uni, I call her name Ingrid. Ingy. Everybody, I give nicknames, but this is Shadi White Ingrid from I don't know how many years, a lot of years.
I've known this
lady.
Man for over 40 years.
I respect her. She always treated me with love. She always been good, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show to say something. But look, the floor is yours. But the floor is yours. Just keep it real. You speaking from a masculine point of view.
I always keep it real.
Yes, she do. She always keep it real.
I haven't always been a married woman.
Hold up. You not mad at the side chick, is you, Ingy? Ingy, you mad at the side chick?
When I first started out with Shadi, I didn't know I was the side piece because he was older than me.
He was more experienced
than me. So, yes. I started out as the girlfriend. Then I became a side piece. Then I became the wife. But I know as the wife, before I became a wife, yes, I cheated because I thought that was to do. Because I've seen everybody else doing it. So why not?
Yeah.
So, yes, a married man approached me. I'm in my early 20s. I got my own apartment. I'm working. I'm doing my thing. All right, I bet. In my mind, I'm telling myself, if the wife was doing what she was supposed to be doing, he wouldn't be here with me. But I'm a secret. I can't do the things that his wife is doing, so he has to make time for me. I got to make time for him. It became a thing where I started questioning myself. But I would always tell myself, well, if she was doing what she was supposed to be doing, then he wasn't here with me. I don't know this woman. I don't know what she's doing, what she's not doing.
Yeah.
But what I do know is he ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Right.
It's not about what she's doing, especially if you don't know her. But you know what he's doing with you ain't right.
So
we then put it on the wife. Because, yes, we make that an excuse for ourselves. And as a woman, I would never down another woman for what she do because no woman is perfect. We all got a past. We all are men. We all have been through it. We know from a teenager, you into it with that dude and you find out that, oh, he messing with your friend or he messing with somebody else. That pain is severe. So I don't care how old you get, that pain still feels the same. It is something that we all experience, but it is something that we all continue to do unless you choose not to. As a married woman, no, I've never stepped out on my marriage. As a married woman, as a single woman, yes. As a girlfriend, yes. But as a married woman, no. But I know as a married woman what it feels like to be cheated on, and it does not feel good, especially knowing I'm home doing what the freak I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
I'm giving him what I'm supposed to be doing. So, yes, it becomes a mentality thing individually that you choose to do. And if you choose not to do it, you can choose not to do it as well. It's all a personal a personal choice. But where I am today in my mentality and my mindset, I won't tolerate it. I don't want to put up with it because of what I know I'm given, what I know I'm worth. So it, on both ends, it's a mindset to either choose to accept it or not accept it. But it's all out of it.
I love that. Let me tell you something for real from the heart. Everybody that's on the podcast, and I'm a sensitive brother. Shadia tell you that. I was 9 years old, and I was just a little Jehovah Witness boy. And then, you know, I met Shadi, Michael Green, and all of them. My mother was telling me when you get in a fight, if somebody punch you in the left side of your face, you turn and you give them the right side the punch in the face. You don't fight back. That's what I was taught. When I met Shadi, and I was like 9 years old, I had already knew somebody else, Shireem, since I was four. But being with Shadi and all the rest of us, and, you know, I learned quickly that what I was being taught wasn't right. It's a funny joke that me and Shadi got. We got a joke that we got. I think we met when we was nine, like fourth grade. And I don't know if it was the fourth grade or the fifth grade or the sixth grade. And it was after school. I was supposed to have a fight with somebody. And I never had a fight before because, you know, I was growing up like a Jehovah's Witness. You wasn't supposed to fight. But I was hanging with rough people. And the bell rang and it was after school. And me and Shadi, we like 10 years old. He already experiencing all that shit like that. And we in the school 20, and we in the parking lot. And me and Jesse, I never had a fight. But I learned, this is crazy when I say this. I'm going off topic, but I'm coming back. I learned how to fight watching Shadi fight. it might sound crazy to people, they might don't understand, but I learned how to fight watching my friends fight. And that's real. I'm keeping it real. I learned how to fight watching Shadi fight. So if I know if somebody might grab you like this and I see him turn like that, I'm like, oh, okay, if somebody grab you like that, you turn like that. If I see somebody throw a punch like that, he might duck and come around with a left hand because he left-handed and hit somebody with a hook or this, that. I know in my mind So I learned how to fight watching them fight. So anyway, me and Jesse, we in the parking lot. Me and Jesse, I'll never forget it. Jesse, I don't know if he was Spanish or black. I don't remember. He looked mixed, and me and him was fighting. It was new to me and shit, and it was crazy because I was fighting. We was fighting, and we was going at it, boom, 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 throwing punches and shit like that. I was crying like a baby, and I always remember this, and me and Shadi always talk about this. I always remember Shadi yelling, like, he yelled, like, to me while I was fighting. He was like, "Stop crying. You winning." And that's like a funny joke he got, like, he's like, "Stop crying, you winning." And that's how I feel, like, when he says "stop crying, you winning," that's how I kind of feel about this podcast tonight. I've been doing podcasts, June make 3 years. But I just want to say I feel sensitive about this podcast, like the day I had to fight with Jesse, because I never thought that I would do a show and have not one, not two, but three women, mature women, intelligent women, independent, know how to act at home and abroad, relationship women, single women, women that have been through it. I never thought that I would hear the conversation and the dialogue that we had tonight. And me personally, I just want to say thank you, because and that deserves hand claps. Because before this, Uni told me, "We ain't going to talk about side chicks the whole show." She told me that. I said, "No, we not." But we wind up doing it. I apologize, Uni. And
it's all right,
I wanted my niece to come
up.
I wanted my niece to come on the show 2 weeks ago, but she was sick. And I don't know what happened, but she called me today. She was like, "Call me for the show." I was like, "Oh, you coming out for your once-a-month appearance?" And she was like, don't do that with me. Just call me. I'm coming out to the show. I appreciate when my niece come on the show. It means a lot to me."
Mm-hmm.
I think I had talked to Uni already. I think so. But I didn't know she was going to come on and be with Uni on the show, and then it just turned out crazy. And I see all the people, like, just listening to the show, and I'm texting people, but they scared to press one like a motherfucker, like, "Yo, Uni and my niece and Ingrid, y'all too real for them." Let me tell you something. Y'all was too real for me tonight. And this is going to be, I could announce that. I could announce it right now, April 12th. This is the most important show. Meaningful, inspiring, intellectual.
Don't forget informative.
Don't forget what?
Informative.
Informative. This is the most informative and all those adjectives show I ever had, because we usually come out here, we bash women, and everybody know I be on my fuck love shit and women is cheating and this and that, and I usually be on that crazy shit. But tonight, and I'm going to promote this show, and I'm going to send everybody the link, and I hope you promote it. But tonight, I'm telling you, it was one of a kind. I don't know if, like, my niece Nicole and Inga and Uni and Inga and Sha, I don't know if y'all really understand the magnitude or the importance of this show tonight. But this show has crossed barriers. This some shit when you say, when Biggie say, blow up like the World Trade, and then it blow up like 10 years later or 20 years later. This is a real shit because why I'm saying that is because we have my niece on here, a married woman who talked real. No matter how many times I try to turn it, she talked real about the situation, not her situation, but the situation of life. Right. We had Uni. Uni told me before the show, I'm going to come on your show, but I don't want to talk about side chicks all night. And we wound up talking about side chicks all night. And I respect that about her for real. I respect you. I take my hat off and I applaud you. Because I did tell you I wasn't going to do it, and we did. And I only did it because the dialogue was so good. But we have people like Uni, who I tell you is a beautiful woman. Shadi could tell you. He know how Ingy looked when she was young. You, not Ingy, Uni. And for her to come out here and talk as and let you know how it feel to be on one side and feel on the other side, and then to have Ingrid come out here and drop jewels. And I might have cut her off too soon before she finished dropping a lot of jewels. You know what I mean? I hope I didn't, but I might have did cut her off too short. But I'm going to give her opportunity to finish. But everybody, I really appreciate it. If anybody want to press 1 and they want to make a statement or a comment, you got to press 1. And every hour, you know, I always say, if you want to donate to the show, is on my Cash App is $JASHONJ. Like, no donation is too low. No donation is too high. I got to say that. Because this is like, I put my all into this. So,
yeah.
Don't think of it as having no sympathy.
Let me jump in for a second, because you're getting too sensitive now. Yeah. You're getting on that little girly. You're getting too girly. You're getting too emotional and shit now. Bring it back. I need you to get back on your hard nigga shit. But this ain't the era of the little bitch shit now. Bring it back to the hardcore now. You done got too goddamn emotional. Yeah, you get too. I can hear it in your voice. Let's bring it back. Anyway, so let me bring it back for a second, because it was a couple of things I wanted to say. One of the things I wanted to say, because I know you talked about heroes and people we looked up to. I was about to get into it, but we got off topic. But like you said, you know, your first, when you're growing up, your parents are always going to be your heroes, because you watch them work hard at doing a job that they never did. Like, our parents was never parents before they had us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that was they learned as they went along. Like, the more kids they had, the more they learned. You know, what they did wrong, what they did right with the kids, you know, the older kids. I always tell everybody, I only had one daughter, a daughter at that. So, you know, that was a smack in the face. but I always tell everybody I only had one chance to get right. So it was like, I talked to her. And so the reason why people, I ain't going to say they got to respect what I say, but they respect what I say, because I talk to her how I talk to everybody else. Like, at the end of the day, you got to have open dialogue about things like this. And this is why, like you said, it brings you back to that moment of when you feel like you're winning, because if we don't talk about things like this, things tend to get swept under the rug, and people then tend to take things and think things is okay, and you don't realize that you have a voice in situations. You know what I mean? Like, Uni, so that's why I said in the beginning when I first came on, I was like, I respect Uni because most people that's dealing with somebody don't speak on it. And if they do, it's on some old, yeah, I messed with him. And, yeah, his wife, like you said, the wife ain't do. Nah. Not one time did you hear this woman ever say that the wife, whatever, whatever. No, like, he come here, we discuss whatever going through. We chill, we drink. And then he go back home to his wife. Did y'all not notice that? Like, at the end of the day, he comes to therapy. It's like a session. We chill.
There you go.
I get what I need. He get what he needs. And then he go back.
Yep.
And you gotta tell people this because a lot of girls, young girls, get caught up in relationships. And because their parents, their moms, and their dads don't, their mom might not be able to talk to them, or maybe their dad is not in their life. They not able to distinguish love between love and somebody just trying to fuck, or somebody just using you for your body, or lust, or somebody using you for sex, and you not even getting nothing out the deal. Like, there's so many young girls that are here having sex with men coming home with wet panties and broke pockets. Like, and my thing is this, like, that's why. Because we're not talking to our daughters. Like Shadi always say, like, knowledge is key. It's okay if you not in a relationship and you dealing with different dudes. You ain't got to always be in a relationship. That's when we get it twisted. We think we get in a relationship, it don't work out, we jump out that relationship, we jump into another relationship. That go bad. We jump out that relationship, we jump into another relationship. And we never take a moment to realize why it went sour. Maybe it's maybe I'm the key factor. Maybe it's me. It's something that I didn't learn. It's something that I'm not doing. You have to start, you know what I mean? You have to start looking at yourself. And that's where the self-esteem and all that other stuff come into play. So many young girls get torn apart because they first experience with a guy is somebody that don't care about them. And then they find out that that man has a girlfriend or a wife or somebody else. And here it is, you giving them your all. That like Ingrid said, you hurt. You become hurt. And guess what? You, instead of you saying, I'm hurt by the situation, you lash out. You might go fuck 2-3 other guys thinking that's going to make you feel better, but it don't. It don't make you feel better.
You
that's just more body. That's,
hold up.
Yes.
Hold up. Time out.
Yeah.
No.
One second, everybody. If the people that's on the link, we going to lose you unless you call in. Everybody that's on the link at 10 o'clock, sometime I'll cut you off. But, Ingrid still there?
Yeah. But I want to ask you a question. Yeah, but first I want to ask you a question before you ask.
And he just cut me. And he just totally cut my whole little speech off. But okay.
Don't worry about the alien.
You made some good points.
Shadi, I'm dropping jewels on a new generation. You see how you just cut me down?
Absolutely. And Sha, she's a man. Don't care. She was supposed to be born a man. She was supposed to be a man. A pimp.
Oh, man.
Her hormones is all fucked up.
You know what I think, really? I think it's a generational thing. I think her generation, a lot of them in her generation, is like that. They are different breed from the generation prior to them. They see things differently than, you know, supposedly our generation. Just like mm-hmm. we saw things different than our parents' generation. So they see mm-hmm. things
right.
differently. And just like this generation now see things totally different. So our
mm-hmm.
perspective changed from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
but what Nicole is saying, we got to drop the jewels to the young people. Like I know I was a mess. I know, you know, I was having sex. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Were you having sex before you met me, bro?
Me?
That's what I wanted to ask you. Yeah. I just want to ask you.
I wasn't having sex before I met you because you was making me have sex at 9 years old.
That's all I wanted to know, man. That's all I wanted to know. Cause you know, before I even came to 17th Ave, I was on Governor Street, and we was already having sex. I was having sex from like 4 or 5 years old. So
Shaw had me having my sister might don't even know this. It's on the line. Shaw had me having sex at 9 years old. Do y'all hear that?
What the hell y'all know about sex?
Shaw. At nine years old. I was just a little Jehovah's Witness boy. We was actually messing. This is a real story. Y'all laughing. It's real. We was actually messing with girls, and they was taking their pants down, and we was taking our clothes off at 9 years old. Like, people don't know that, but it's real. It's a real. I don't know if we should be saying that, y'all.
You got all the guilt on the line, right?
But why wouldn't you?
That's your reality.
Right.
Guess what? It's 11. Not to cut you off, Shadi. It's 11. And I mean, I don't. 9 years old. I don't know what I know. 9 years old. I was playing touch the butt in the closet, like. 9 years old, we used to go in the closet and let boys touch our butt. That was the thing. Like 3 o'clock, we all knew we were going to the closet to get our coat, and everybody to touch your butt, grab your butt, grab your titties. Or what. That's nine. So I'm saying, think about it. I'm 48. What do you think the young generation underneath us doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to know that. Because we don't tell our story, that is why it's allowed to happen now, even at younger ages. You know what I mean? I tell everybody this story. Listen, I don't even think my mom probably don't even know. She might. I told my daughter this. I was in fifth grade, and it was a girl that was already having sex. Now, at fifth grade, like I said, I had boyfriends, you know, school. You had boyfriends in school, boyfriends, and they wasn't like real boyfriends that come to the house. But like this girl had a whole, she was having sex. Like we call her a whore. That was in fifth grade, right? Like, because we was like, oh, you a whore? You having sex fifth grade? You know what I mean? But this girl in fifth grade, she was having sex because she was already having sex with somebody at her house already.
Somebody molested.
Somebody was molesting her. And she was, but instead of her saying, you know, somebody touching me at home, she made us feel bad that we wasn't having sex. And we all, all of us like dummies, we all looked up to her. That's what I was trying to tell you about looking up to people. Like, that's why I look up to my damn self. I don't look up to nobody. That's what I've been trying to get through all night, but. We looked up to this girl. We looked up to this girl. You know what I mean? Because she used to come in and tell us how she was having sex with this guy. He was like in eighth grade, maybe eighth, ninth grade. But little did we know, it was somebody that was messing with her since she was a little girl. You know what I mean? Mm. But she talked all of us into having sex probably way before our time because we wanted to all be like her. You know what I mean? Mm. So this is what I'm saying, like, and this is what starts the trend of people not, you know, becoming, it being okay that I'm not the main girl or I'm not the this, because we look up to people that's doing things that we know not right, but because they doing it, we feel like it's okay. And it's something we like, dang, that's what they doing. You know what I mean? You become interested. You got to talk about it. You got to say, tell your daughters that, guess what? You don't have to do that. You don't have to be whatever it is, whatever position you playing. Like, it's your choice. Mm. If that's what you choose to be, then that's fine. But let it be your choice. Don't let it be somebody else's choice. Don't let a man talk you into being his side chick. Don't let a woman talk you into being his side nigga. Let it be your choice, and that's something you want to do. Because that peer pressure is real. Yo, they used to sing that song. They used to sing this song. I don't know if y'all remember, but Madonna, Like a Virgin. I was the last one out the crew to have sex. And they used to sing, Like a Virgin. I used to get emotional. But little did I know.
It made you feel bad.
It made you feel bad. But little did I know, I was fucking winning. I was winning because I was waiting to have sex with who I wanted to have sex with.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta have these conversations. That's why the side chick conversations, the married conversations, the when you single and you date, and you gotta have these relationship conversations, because a lot of girls, they just grow up and they have no identity. They don't know nothing. I know girls that been with one man all their life and think that's good dick. That's the only dick you had. Of course it's good. You know what I mean?
Right.
If that's all you had, then of course it's good to you.
Yeah.
So is you saying that's a bad thing? You saying that's a bad thing, Nicole, or what?
Am I saying that's a bad? Absolutely. And I don't care who dispute me on
it. Hold up. But now,
listen,
now you're contradicting yourself.
No. Let me tell you why.
Listen, I'm not saying at a young age.
Hold on. I'm not saying at a young age. I'm saying that you need to know your body. You need to know what you like, not what he likes. Just because you think it's good sex because that's the person you was with and it was good, don't mean that that's the best thing. Like, a lot of girls out here not even have an orgasm, but because
don't even know what it is.
They don't know what an orgasm is, but because it's considered that if a man got a big penis, then, it's good sex. Because, no, that don't mean nothing. Men can have a big penis and not know how to do nothing. You can have a little penis and
work
penis
for Mr.
But you wouldn't
Z-Zone
know that. But you wouldn't know that if you only had sex with one person. Now, granted, like I said, I'm not saying for those that only been with one person in their life, one or two people, that's great. That's great if that was your choice. But like I said, you don't know what you like until you've that's like that chocolate. If you ain't never had real expensive dark chocolate that came from Krausers over there on Route 20, that's Krausers, right? We eat Snickers and think that's good chocolate, right? Till we go over there and we get that good ass chocolate that costs $40-$50 and be like, damn, what will we be eating all this time? You don't know until you experience it. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree with you, but you don't miss nothing you never had either. You know what I'm saying? So if you never had it, you don't miss it. So that's the other part to it. How do you miss something that you never experienced?
You don't miss it, but you are curious about it. You're going to be curious.
You may be curious, but I didn't get a chance to finish my point of why I was saying, like, I started having sex like 4 or 5 years old. So my idea about sex was distorted. So I didn't look at sex like everybody else look at sex.
Right.
It was just something to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of times emotions wasn't really involved a lot of times.
Right.
So that meant I hurt a lot of women because I just wanted to have sex.
Right.
That was it. And then right. now after the sex, I don't really want to deal with them, but they thought it was going to be more. And
right.
now I got them walking around in pain. And now somebody right. else yeah. got to deal with the pain that I inflicted. So now the way I am is based on how I lived. So now
right.
my whole thing is different now. Now, I like my wife says, she won't tolerate me cheating, and I won't cheat. If I decide to cheat, I'm telling her. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not even for me, it don't even make sense to even try to sneak around. You know what
right.
I mean? Because I've done that
right,
enough
right.
in my life. So if I ever you got to that point
it.
Again,
yeah.
I'm going to, yeah, yeah. I would just say, look, I want something new. You got the choice to do what you're going to do. I'm
right.
just giving you a heads up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
I don't think
Ingrid
would be with that. I don't think she'd be with that shit, but okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, she'll have a choice, though. This way, I give her a choice, because the other way, I didn't give her a choice. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give her a choice. You know?
Right,
it,
right.
She got choose later, after she finds out. You know what I mean? But
right.
now I do it, you know, it's just about now growing up and being mindful of our actions, because as Nicole was saying, we got a lot of young people out here that feel like sex like how I feel. They having
mm-hmm.
sex like it's water. You
right.
know what I mean? And, and the worst part about it is babies being born and no accountability is happening.
Yeah.
So that's the worst part. That's the worst part about it.
And we
can
take babies out the equation. We not even – sometimes it ain't a baby. Sometimes it's other things that happen to you. You could get something that you can't get rid of. You know what I mean? And sometimes
yeah.
a baby is better. I'll have a baby before I have some shit that I can't get rid of
have
for the rest
disease.
Of my life.
Yeah. Yes.
For me, when I think about it, it's the energy that is connected to you. Because if you just free for all, just having sex, you got to be mindful of that energy that's being attached to you.
Yep.
And that was something that I thought about. Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sex is a natural, it's a beautiful thing, it feels good, all of that. But there's educational and informational part that we don't know about, especially when we start out at a very young age. So now
yeah.
we're all mature,
yeah.
talking, we done experienced it and been through it, but a lot we didn't know back then. I speak to a lot of young women and I tell them, don't be down in each other. Because
yep.
you see her doing something, you know you done did it too.
Mm-hmm.
Or you
right.
done thought about
right.
doing it. Or I hear
yep.
a lot of the
exactly.
older women coming down on the younger women, and I'm like, wait a minute. I worked
mm-hmm.
at a place for over 30 years, and I knew the history. And I would see
mm-hmm.
the older women down in the younger women, and I would sit back and be like, yo, come on. You told me 10 years ago you was doing the same thing, and you dogging her
yep.
for that? No. Talk to her
mm-hmm.
in a decent
yeah.
way. Tell
yeah.
her how
right.
it felt when you did it,
yeah.
what you experienced,
mm-hmm.
what you gained
mm-hmm.
from it, what how you grew from it and matured from it. Don't attack her.
Right.
Teach her.
No.
And that's
yeah.
something that as women,
yeah.
that's
yeah.
something as women that we have disconnected from each other. You do what
yeah.
you do, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a mature conversation about
mm-hmm.
things that are going to benefit those that are underneath us.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
What
yes.
was the question you wanted to ask Ingrid, bro?
I wanted to ask her. Coming from a married point of view, if she could say something positive to a side chick, like a chick that's messing with it, being that she married, if she had anything to say, not negative, but positive to somebody, a side chick who messing with a married man, if it was something she could say to them.
I would say because
what would she say?
Did at a young
age.
You
know, from a married woman's point of view.
She's saying it.
Because, because I did it at a young age, I would tell myself, don't be fooled by what he tells you. Question it.
Yes.
Love yourself. Know your worth. And believe that one day you will become the wife and you wouldn't want that done to you. Think before you do it. And if it has to be a secret or it has to be on the down low, then it's like kind of difficult to give advice on that because it's a mindset that you go through. And because it stages, you grow, but if you have to do it, if you want to do it, then you have to live with it while you're doing it and after you do it. And as long as you're comfortable with it and you're okay with it, and if you have a daughter and you can tell her that it's okay for her to do it, then by all means, have fun. But there is going to come a point where, we all question what we do after a point. There's no one size fits all. So what's good for me may not be good for you. We're all at different stages, different levels. So it really depends on the person that is in front of me that I would have different advice for, because individually we're different. So as a side piece, if you're comfortable with that and that's what you want to do, and it's at a point where it's just like, for some people it's just blowing time, then do what you do, and it's your choice, it's your decision. But one day it may turn and you may be the wife and there may be a side piece within your marriage. That's all I said.
That was a good one. That was very good.
Now that was very good. This show, I don't know. It was.
I don't like coming on your show. Every time I come on your show, it's the same thing. You don't be prepared. You need to get ready when I'm coming. You can't ask me to come on the show and not be prepared. Like.
See, I was there when you don't keep a notebook in front of you.
Exactly. See how the table is. Let me tell you.
I didn't know you was gonna be talking.
I tell my everybody always be like, "Oh, your uncle the pimp." I said, don't see my uncle. I don't see my uncle the pimp. He's just my uncle.
I don't see him as that neither. I've never seen him as that. He's over my friend here.
I'm gonna say this, and it might, I think he said it before on his show, but he the only person, this is why I say he really wasn't a pimp, but I mean, I know he liked to say he was, but my uncle has a heart.
He's too sensitive to be a pimp.
He's very sensitive. And if you think about it, most people don't connect with their women if you're a real pimp. If you a pimp, it's a business. It's like a job. You go to work. You put in your 8 hours, and you disconnect. You don't connect with the women. Like I watched my uncle. He cared for his women. He took care of his women. You know what I mean? A lot of them girls that had no place to stay. They did whatever, but they knew they could come back at night and they had a place to lay their head at the end of the night. If you really didn't care, you wouldn't have gave a damn what they did at the end of the night. You feel me?
Mm.
So when they say, oh, your uncle, I don't know. Like, I don't look at him like he's just my uncle. And I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, you. No, I watched him. I watched what he did, and it was some good, and it was some bad. But what I took out of it is I realized I would never be a woman that allows anybody to do anything and I'm not getting the benefit. That's my takeaway.
That's what you took away from it.
Anybody I ever dealt with, it was a reason and a cause behind it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I hear you on that one.
And it wasn't love, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was
come on, what you got there?
Clean the notebook out.
I take that like, you know, that's a good thing because people like to say, oh, I was a pimp with a heart. And
well, that's the way angel.
But she's not the only one to say that, but a lot of people say that, even from reading my book. But I take that, I wear that with a badge of honor. I wear that with a badge of honor because if I've been around women who was sucking dick for money, having sex with people for money, lap dancing, massaging, jerking dicks and doing all that shit, and they was down with me, but I was in charge, then I feel like I feel good or a badge of honor that that I had a heart. Because like she said, my niece said, a lot of people, they don't have hearts. And I got kids by chicks that work for me. I like, you know what I mean? I never set up and proclaimed to be the best. I fell in love with hoes and I had babies by hoes and I never proclaimed to be the best. The only thing I proclaim to be in this world is that I keep it real. And we could come on my show and we could talk about whatever and we could do whatever, no matter what people say, what they say about me. But one thing, you know, I'm going to keep it real. Like I just said, yeah, I fell in love with my hoes. I had babies by my hoes, yeah. And people did call me a pimp with a heart. And that's not a bad thing. I just was a pimp with a heart. Shit, you got some drug dealers that sell pregnant women, and you got some drug dealers that won't sell crack to a pregnant woman. They'll tell her to get out of here.
Right.
And that's the same way you got some pimps that'll beat their women when they come home, when they don't come home with enough money. And you got pimps like me who will say, like, yo, don't worry about it. You'll do better tomorrow.
Mm.
And, you know, and everything. That's just life.
Like that. Yeah.
But look, I've been on the phone and I fucked up my computer. I don't even know where the bass at, so I can't play music. I can't do nothing right now. I messed it up some kind of way. I'll figure out in the morning. Probably had too much to drink. But, you know, like I said, this right here is my best show ever. And 3 years, June make 3 years. This is my best show I ever had. I can't bring anybody else in because I lost the shit some kind of way on my computer. I don't even know what happened. Trying to bring it back, but I can't. But anyway, let's leave it like that. It's been a good show.
I enjoyed it.
When you get to the top, and you know you've been to the top, like this right here, this show, I will never do a better show than this show tonight. Never.
So,
like, that's like
when
people come out with different stuff, and it's like,
he won't do a good show until next month when I'm on again,
this show right here, is like 10 years before its time. Trust me, believe me when I say it. The shit that's been said on this show tonight, I don't care about no other show, is going to be relevant. It's going to be relevant 10 years from now. This will be the show to go down in the archives. I might not be here no more. But they'll never hear. They'll never hear three strong black women's, Ingrid, Uni, Nicole. You'll never hear, that's three, but you'll never hear, you'll never get it like this again. Never.
So Nicole, you think I was a bad influence on your uncle having them have sex at 9 years old? Because you went into your little story.
Back to my story. I just think that we look up to people. I believe my uncle looked up to you, and because that's what you was doing, he felt like that's what he needs to do. You feel me? Like, I'm never gonna say you was a bad influence, because every influence is an influence, whether it's good or bad. I'm quite sure whatever he did when he was with you, like you said, that he had to do that to go through what he had to go through to get to where he at now. You feel me? So if he had not met you and not experienced that, he would have been a different person. You know what I mean? So that experience of him meeting you and y'all, and like you said, when you young and you having sex, it's not, I don't care what nobody say, at the end of the day, it don't count, because it ain't sex. Yeah, you like you said, sex is emotional and physical. So when you just having sex with somebody and there's no attachment to it, it's really nothing. Like you said, it's just taking space. It's just something you doing, but just to make the time, just to say you did it, just to be able to be like, yeah, I banged her. Yeah, oh yeah, I had sex with her. Oh, it wasn't nothing. So like, but you had to go through that to become the people that y'all are now. Like you said, look at you. You look at the person that you are now. Nobody would have never talked to you. You would never think that all the stories you tell, that was your past. But that's what made you become the person you are. And the same thing with my uncle. Same thing with me. Like I said, I don't tell all my stories. If I told all my stories, like I said, we all have stories. But those those stories are what make us who we are as adults. But I just always say, don't let the things that happened to you in your past go in vain. You need to express that to people so that they know, because they going through the same things we went through. It's little girls right now that are being pressured to have sex at 9, at 10. You know what I mean? Like, that's the takeaway. I did it, but it was just something I was doing. It wasn't at the time, I wasn't thinking about the women. Of course, yeah, my husband just said I did it. I didn't have sex till I was 13. But The takeaway is, like you said, those things you had to experience to get to where you at now. Because see, for me, I'm the same way. Like, I know my uncle always say I'm a man, but like I learned at an early age that men detach their emotions from sex. So when they have sex with you, a lot of times women really truly be thinking they care about you, but ladies, I'm here to tell you, it's a nut. It's a nut. You don't care about me. It's a nut. Like, yeah, and you my husband, and I still say it. Like, in the beginning, when I was my husband, I tell everybody, my husband was my sneaky link. I married my sneaky link. Like,
oh wow.
So you could be a side piece. Don't ever get it twisted that the side piece don't come out winning. Sometimes you win. I won. You know what I mean? I'm thankful for my husband. I don't say it a lot, but I'm thankful for him because I was on a destructive path. I didn't give a fuck about niggas. I'm here to tell you, I still have that mentality, but I'm grown now, so it's a little different. But I didn't care because I know that at the end of the day that they didn't care. So I could get up and not call you the next day just like you don't call me. And see you in the street and act like we just fucked the day before.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's a mind, like we all said, it's a mindset that you gotta put that wall up. That wall, it's a defense mechanism that you're not gonna allow nobody to hurt you. Because what happens is once you've been hurt, you put that wall up and you be like, I ain't never gonna let nobody, I'm gonna try to not let nobody do that to me again. And so you put a wall up, and in every relationship or every man or every woman you encounter, that wall is up, and then, you know, people chip away at it a little bit at a time. My husband let me run myself down. He let me run. I ran myself down to I'm tired. Like, I'm at the point I'm tired. You know what I mean? So, but it's a process that person has to come to that point in their life where they say they tired. Because let me tell you something. You can't do it as much as you argue with him and go fight the girl and fight him, bust windows. It don't matter how many times you do it. If that person ain't ready to stop, they gonna continue to do it. So you got two choices. You can either walk away, continue to be in the shit, and go for the ride. And I'm toxic, so I like the ride. You know what I mean? But everybody can't handle that.
Right. I'm going to say good night to everybody. Nicole,
yes.
Ingrid, talking to you. It's therapy time, y'all.
Yes.
It's therapy time. She said it's... her married man came over. She hung the fuck up. Quick as hell.
You
see what I'm talking about?
There you go. Nah, that is real. She on the time schedule. It's real. It's real. It's somebody right now waiting for their sneakers to come over.
Somebody texted me and asked me, they said, I want to know if your niece had her mom and dad in her life while she was growing up.
I know my mom was in my life. Like, yeah. My dad was here, but that's a story to tell. He was here though. He was in my life. I didn't want him in my life, but he was here. He was definitely.
I wonder why somebody texted me and asked me that. They said they want to know
because most people feel like, I'm gonna tell you why. Most people feel like when a woman feels like I feel is because they have daddy issues or they have mommy issues, but I don't have either of them because I had both. mine clearly just comes from watching my surroundings and my environment. And like I told you, I've never seen a relationship that either the man or the woman didn't cheat. You name me one relationship, just one. You name me one relationship. My husband said he never cheated, but he was a sneaky link, so that's a lie. So you can't say you didn't cheat. You name me one relationship. I can't tell you one relationship growing up that I've seen that I could say that I wanted to look up to. That was my issue. That's why I never wanted to get married. I watched married people all my life cheat. So for me, it was like, for what? But to answer your question, yes, they both was in my life. I don't talk about them because, like I said, I put a wall up. My thing is, once you cross me, I don't care who it is, dad, whoever, once you cross me, I put my perspective of you stay right there. Like, and that's how that go. And I ain't gonna say cross me, but once I see a person for truly what they are, I expect them to do nothing less than what they've done. Like, I don't expect nothing from nobody that they haven't shown me. If you show me who you are, I'm not gonna sit around and pretend like you said you was gonna come get me for ice cream and you ain't come three times. After that first time, I'm not expecting you to come take me for ice cream. I know, I got issues. It's cool.
I'm waiting for to see if they text me back and say something else.
Because, like I said, most people say they didn't have their dads in their lives.
Ask me to ask you if you had your mother and father in your life.
And that's how I answer it, yes.
So I gotta wait.
I had a financial dad. I didn't have a dad that emotionally was there, but I had a dad that financially, if I needed something, but I had nobody emotionally. I never had a dad emotionally
like
there.
You said, they probably feel like you talk like somebody who got
daddy issues. Yeah.
Daddy issues.
That
I guess that's
good.
Why they text me
that. Crazy. My husband said I'm just
crazy.
But I guess. I go to therapy. Black people, we should go to therapy. Black people go to therapy, see a therapist. I believe in seeing a therapist. It helps. But it's 10:35.
My side chick that we had on, her boo came over. She hung up on me fast as hell when he came there. The thing is this is what I want to say. Tonight, I've said it before, I'm not going to say it again. It will never be another night like tonight where you get real and uncut and raw shit from three. Not one, not two, but three. Women of different eras, same culture, but different eras and different point of views. We have to take a look at things from how they say that.
a half full glass or a full glass, something like that.
Glass half full instead of a glass half empty.
Right, yeah. We have to start looking at things like that. But anyway, before we close out the show, Sha, tell them how they can get it on your show.
Live at 5, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Peep Game TV on YouTube. You can also go to my Facebook, too, and that's Peep Game TV Live at 5. But to see, to get to the show, go to Peep Game TV on YouTube, Live at 5. That's Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. And stroll down and check out some of the other content and subscribe if you already have it.
Yeah, but even more than that, tell them what your show is about, Shaw.
I mean, basically, the show is about, you know, uplifting fallen humanity. And in order to uplift fallen humanity, we got to deal with ourselves individually. We got to deal with our families. We got to deal with our people. And then ultimately, humanity. So that's basically what the show be about. We talk about all different issues that affect us. So the goal is for each of us to become a higher level of self. You know what I'm saying? If you're not growing, then are you truly living? That's it. That's pretty much it. You know.
I remind people to tune into my sister's show on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. I don't think there's nothing else I can say. It's been a crazy show. It's been a real show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. My niece Nicole, Shadi, Ingrid. Uni. Who? Plus somebody said something. Anybody else who tuned into the show, I want to thank them for coming through. And then, see if I ain't forgetting none. Oh, donations. I gotta get this one more time. $ JASHON Cash App donations, and tune in to Shadi Show tomorrow, and tune in to my sister's show Thursday. That's it. I gave it all I got.
And my birthday is Wednesday, so if anybody in La La Land want to Cash App me, is I got a Cash App too for my birthday. I'm taking donations.
What's your Cash App?
My Cash App is, I think it's Juicy N Jackson. I'm about to tell you. It's $ Juicy Jackson 1976. I'm taking donations, too. Say donations.
I'm going to donate to you. And not tonight, in the morning. You can't do for me today.
Tell whoever that texted you, they could have pressed 1 and asked that question about if my mom and my dad was in my life. We could have had a conversation.
I don't really know who it is. They just be sending in texts and stuff.
Nah, that's fine. But I'm saying they should have pressed 1. That could have been a conversation.
Somebody did ask me why you. I mean, they said, did your niece? A question. Did your niece? You know, she had a mother and a father in her life growing up. So maybe they'll text me and ask me why, and I'll ask her one day.
Good question, though.
And it was. But that's it. We about done. Uni, thanks for coming through. I'm thanking everybody for coming through tonight. Sean, Uni, my niece, everybody. And for people who missed the show, they missed a hell of a show. But they might hear it tomorrow or the next day. I'll send the links out to everybody. Because we never have a show. We get a side chick, a married woman, and another married woman, and a married man to come out here and give different views and opinions where nobody is, I mean, everybody is right. Because we all intelligent people, and people know right from wrong. The man is married, he messed with a side chick, he know he wrong. If the side chick messing with a married man, then she know she wrong. If a wife ain't home and doing everything her man need to be done, then she know she wrong. If a man at home and she ain't doing all she's supposed to do, then we know she wrong. So we live in a world that's far from perfect, where people stand before God, before a pastor, and swear on a Bible to be married and to be with just this person and nobody else for the rest of their life, when most of the time they really don't even believe that. But we are taking it as that. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to sign out. We great players. So everybody, look, it's been a beautiful show. I'm tipsy. I'm going to fall asleep because I'm going fishing in the morning, taking phone calls. I'm not taking texts or nothing. I'm going to go in here, get out this room and go in my room and get in the bed if I can get up at 6 in the morning and go fishing tomorrow. That's what I do. Until then, I'm signing out, Mr. Fuck Love, the relationship guru, the sex coach, Mr. Jay Sean himself. The man of all trades, the master of none. The relationship guru. We out till next week. Thank you, everybody. Peace.
Wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya. Sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your place. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got the slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Sure, then I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word, I'll try it. And now whatever I'm
I'm not fulfilling. Another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the side. I keep my figure right.